Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, we are a world at war. The Barbarian is here, General Von Wehhunt in the flesh. We're broadcasting live from Valhalla Studios, deep in the mountains of Arizona, coast to coast, and in 28 countries. Tonight, the show theme in epic episode 159 is Donald J. Trump in Miami. The star date of June the 15th. 2023, as we're rocking and rolling in the summer. We have a lot of new listeners. We thank you all for being here. You can call in after the monologue at 563-999-3437. In many parts of America, it's a dark and stormy night in the summer, but we will carry on regardless. Have you been watching the news? I'm sure many of you have. Pretty interesting stuff going on. Donald Trump in Miami being arraigned. So you saw that protester come out wearing the prison uniform, some deranged leftist malcontent. Unbelievable. Well, we welcome to everyone here tonight to the show. This is our beer hall. It's a German-style theme tonight, always, my friends. This is where you can stand up and be counted, stand up and be heard. Like the beer halls of Germany back in the day or the taverns in the American colonies, you can always stand up and speak your piece. Now, I told you before on past shows, don't forget about SurviveMax.com for all of your gear, things that you may need. Again, SurviveMax.com. Trump arraignment and second indictment in Miami, Florida, this week on Tuesday. That was also his birthday, for those of you who don't know. The federales wanted to make sure they imposed the maximum amount of misery to Donald Trump by arraigning him on his birthday, June 13th. Oh, yeah, I told you before, communists, their motto is misery loves company, and they just love imposing whatever draconian methods that they can. Now, we had our special show presentation on Tuesday night, with the Washington, D.C. January 6th prisoner, Jake Lang. He could not make it, as some of you know, because the jail was in lockdown mode. So what we've asked him to do via Contra Radio is to have Mr. Lang simply, and others like him, of course, send us audio, because their jail schedule is erratic. And because of that fact and these lockdowns, and they are trying to muzzle him, obviously. They probably heard about the Von Wehhunt show trying to interview him, and they made the entire jail go under lockdown. Well, yeah, we're a powerful show. We had that effect on people. We had that effect on institutions and things of that nature. That was the only reason. But it is very suspect that he's been able to talk every night, except the night we schedule an interview, and then voila, it's all in lockdown mode. My mind works overtime. My suspicions run amok. Come on. He's been able to talk to people at night freely. We didn't think there'd be any issues. He had all the necessary clearances. and we dotted the I's and checked the T's and all that stuff and got our due diligence done. And then they had the big lockdown. Well, it is what it is. So hopefully he'll send us some audio and we can put it on the show about his deplorable jailhouse conditions. The real deplorables, I've always told you, are in Washington, D.C., not the rank-and-file American people. The real deplorables are right there in power. Never forget that, America. Well, the new America, run by the gay, trans, bi, pedo, LGBTQ, ABCDEFG. Did I miss anybody? Has everyone been included? Are we inclusive here? And other Jewish special interest groups. Let's be frank. That's what they are. Inside the nation, fomenting their cultural color gay revolution in America with a K. All the while bringing in, desperately trying to get in the door, millions and millions of third world mongrels over this border as fast as they can. Their plan, I've told you before, is to have a Democrat lock on electoral political power going forward for the next 100 years, and which can never, ever be broken as the European white conservatives cede more and more ground, retreat more and more into the deep, deep suburbs and country settings of America. As the white European conservatives are misaligned and threatened daily with political annihilation from on high and attacks on the low-level streets of this country by this progressive cesspool Democrat violent mob, and they have the audacity to call us a, quote, nation. Wow. Really? Are we really a nation, Mr. and Mrs. America? Really? I'm not so convinced. Now, when I was a kid, I felt that we were a nation. We weren't perfect, but we were a nation when I was a kid. I saw the Tale of Two Cities. I saw the end of old America, and I saw the new America coming up in its infancy. And I used to see, you saw little symptoms of it, TV or in the news or among your friends or in the neighborhood. You saw this constant encroaching, encroachment on your freedom, on your liberties, on your gun rights, on your freedom of speech, constant encroachment. People always ask me, fun weekend, it's no use waking up the masses. They're just a bunch of asses and they don't care and they're just trying to get high and they can't wait till their next paycheck or they can buy their next joint or a six pack of beer or gobble up some more pizza and burgers at the drive-through at 3 o'clock in the morning to clog their arteries. They don't care about anything that you're saying. And I go, you're right. That's what I say on my show. You stole my line. They go, what do you mean? I go, that's what I say. I don't need you to tell me what I say. You probably heard that from me. Wink, wink, nod, nod. And I tell people, I have never embarked on the radio trying to, quote, wake up America. I know that's a foolhardy task. I know America is largely gone. We're seeing the controlled demolition of it day by day. Hour by hour, the shoes drop, right? What I'm trying to do is wake up the lions among the masses that I know are asses, trying to wake those individuals up. Because I told you before, we don't need everybody. We don't. And if you're listening to this show, if the show offends you, if it's too harsh for your delicate media, Democrat, rhino ears, then change it. Get the hell off my platform. Go home. Turn the dial. eat some more bonbons, watch some more dumb Hollywood sitcoms, take some more drugs, America. You love drugs, don't you? America just loves fentanyl. America loves popping pills, big pharma. Don't do that. I don't care. You're all a bunch of useless eaters. Anyway, that I agree with, but not our audience. We've got the lions. We've got the radio elite. We've got the good people. We've got the solid patriots, people who can think and critically think, people who are sharp. I just know. Again, I've never wanted the masses. Masses or asses are long gone. They should be in your rearview mirror, America. Don't worry about them. They're not going to make it. People go, what do you mean? I'm just telling you. They're not going to make it on multiple fronts. They're not going to make it just on the low-level street economically. They're not going to make it at work. They're not going to make it in the neighborhood. They're not going to make it with their friends and family. They're especially not going to make it if things ever hit the fan in this country, which we hope never happens, but could. Again, on this show, we don't talk about things that we want to happen. We war game the things that we don't want to happen. I don't want a civil war. I don't want random people shooting at me and my listeners. We want to be safe and prosperous in America. But we also know that we can't reach the unreachable. You ever try to reach somebody? This can't be reached on multiple fronts. We're not trying to reach the people that are long gone with their minds, you know, fried by drugs, flamed out, man. They flamed out decades ago or years ago. You know people like that, or they're crazy, or they go berserk. They're a hothead. They say one thing, do another. You think everything's cool, and it's not, and they blow up at you. Get away from those emotional deadbeats, those emotional hotheads. Like I told you before on my show a million times, we are more than happy to play any audio from Jake Lane going forward or any other. And we were here, boots on the ground, radio show dedicated to the January 6th, you know, the protesters. But they couldn't make it. Jail was locked down, I heard, and those things happen. But again, we're the last free speech platform. You got America. We are the last. And on my show, you'll have more than a minute to talk. So it's not a diatribe either. When we bring on our great callers later in the show, we want them to be on point, concise, topical, and they always are. Look, that's what I've told people before. I said, in there, they just go, look at me and they go, wow, I never heard anybody be so honest before. I go, I'm dead honest. I'm in your face honest. I'm not, look, I maybe I should have done something different years ago. I probably should have came out as a Rhino talk show and got some corporate sponsors and promised them I'd be real safe with what I said. And, you know, I thought about that. I'll be honest with you. I thought I could grow this thing big if I just did the right things. But it went totally against me, went totally against the grain. And I couldn't do it. And I had people who approached me and said, if you just water down your message. I was told that by an investment firm here who wanted to sponsor me, but they backed out. And they go, it was a gold and silver company. They go, you're just a little too extreme for our audience, for our clientele, they had told me. I won't name their name. I still have a few friends over there as gold brokers. When I used to be one. I worked the phones. Boiler room style, right? And I've always liked coins and metals and, you know, gold, silver, things of that nature. But I was in the biz for a little while. And they wouldn't I talked to the owners and they go, well, you're just too extreme, Von Lee, and we can't use you. Extreme in the sense that I want to put America first. I want us out of no-win wars. I want our borders secured. That is extreme now in America. As I told you before, when they told you in D.C. that you are the deplorables and that we are, and that they even went so far as to say, if you carry a gun, if you're a white European Christian guy, you're a domestic terrorist. Right? Right? Well, I told you, words mean things. They locked up Jake Lang and others in Washington, D.C., because the Democrats in power view them in their own little political bubble as Democrat, well, as domestic terrorists. The Democrats view them in jail as domestic terrorists of the highest power, highest order. And that's why they'll be rotting in jail in solitary confinement for years. Hate to say it, but I'm glad my audience was not there. I repeated to you many, many times, I warned you, do not go to Washington, D.C. It's a foreign territory within the United States of America. It's a foreign entity, and that's how they comport themselves there. We live in extremely dangerous times, my friends. Talking to military people and getting intel from various sources this week with all this Ukraine stuff going on, I always tell you the truth. Now, we all know that America has subs all over the world, but most Americans don't know that Russian submarines are swarming like sharks off the American coast, doing maneuvers unlike what we have ever seen during the Cold War, and our woke Navy military cannot detect them when they rush the American coast, which is their battle drill, and then dive deep before they get to our coast. We told you and warned you that there were real-world consequences for weak leadership at the top and the gutting of our once great American military machine. You need to be prepared, folks, on many, many fronts. Someone had to remind the powers that be in Washington that if they create trouble for others, then they too may not escape it and will not escape it. Now, we have Biden and the Democrats going headlong into Ukraine. They're promising them jet fighters. They're promising them tactical nukes now. Discussions about that. Look, this is not going to end well. This is a proxy war. We all know they're dirty on both sides. Ukraine was a corrupt country before the invasion. Russia wasn't much better or a higher standard, to be honest. Got the Russian mafia and all that going on, too, and the Ukrainian mafia, okay? International trafficking of people. You've got international money laundering. I told you when the politicians leave D.C. and fly to little Ukraine, and they were doing it in mass, I told you something big, big, big was up a couple of years ago. A lot of rumors of kickbacks, but we have no evidence of anything. I have a very wild, imaginative mind. My mind is just always racing, and I can just imagine in my jaded, cynical, pissed off mind, suitcases full of cash, going back with the congressman and the Roman senators back to D.C. and unchecked baggage. Again, it's just my wild imagination. Allegedly, of course, right? Well, unbelievable about that. But they're going to get us into a real shooting match here if we're not careful. Playing around with nuclear fire is the dumbest thing you can do. We have Biden having a gay pride parade on the White House lawn all week, and all that degeneracy and chicanery has been going on, and we have Russian subs and Chinese subs off our coast, and we've never been weaker, folks. We've never been – our own so-called president cannot even stand up. He's that weak. He falls all the freaking time. Everyone's trying to cover it up. I don't cover it up. I find those videos. I put them on Gab and Twitter and elsewhere, and I love doing that. Well, the Democrat politicians want to destroy America, and I'll be blunt, European whites completely. They want to destroy the suburbs of America, and the Republican politicians don't care, in my view, just so long as they get paid. They're all bought and paid for. Or I would say this, to back up as a punchline. The Republican politicians don't care so long as it's all done, what's your favorite word? Legally. As long as everything is done legally, you'll never find a Republican congressman that's got a problem with it. For they don't care about your demographics. Remember, when they get up there, if they're up there for two or three terms, and they're up there in D.C., they're already bought and paid for by the third term. It's just a fact. And you notice a complete change in their behavior. They're being paid off. They've been told you are the master race. We've got $100 million earmarked for you if you play your cards right, kid, and a big fat Swiss bank account chock full of fiat currency with all kinds of dead presidents on it for you to spend for the rest of your life. Just play ball with us. Keep voting on these war bills for the Ukraine. Now, I can see America helping out Ukraine at first, but we all know right now it's a big boondoggle. There's no spring offensive for the Ukraine. It's a big grifting operation, and everyone's got their hand in the till in that Ukrainian cookie jar, and that's that. That's the way it's going. Well, both sides are really playing dangerous games with the world's populations, and they are all being put in danger. Right now, I am totally disgusted at most of our so-called public servants. Seems reasonable that somebody is going to nuke somebody in the near future. You heard it here first. It just seems obvious and reasonable to me. They're ginning everybody up for that eventuality. They're telling you that this is going to happen. I know one thing about Hollywood in D.C., when they tell you something is going to happen, it eventually happens. I don't know where it's going to go off, how, why, what, or where, or when. But I will say, like I told you on the last show, that if any nuclear bomb goes off in the world anywhere, whether it's Ukraine with a tactical nuke or a dirty bomb in America, God forbid, all hell's going to break loose. And everything is going to shut the F down. ATMs will not be working. The banks will declare a bank holiday. Your utilities may be shut off. Have you thought about that? I have. Do you have a generator? Do you have water? Do you have candles, flashlights? Your money may not be good anywhere. There will be panic and mayhem. There will be shootings and stabbings as most people are on a razor's edge now when things are relatively good. Can you imagine the psyche of the world right now, the TikTok generation? If a real nuclear bomb goes off somewhere, they are going to go apeshit, to be blunt. They're going to go completely effing mad, crazy, psychotic. Talk about Twitter videos. We used to rush home, friends of mine, and I'd say, well, I'll see you later. Why are you going? I got to go home and watch the Twitter riot videos in Portland, Oregon, in D.C., in Chicago. Why? I find them highly entertaining. And I learned about the Antifa tactics. I love watching my enemy in action. I go, oh, I get it. And plus, I laugh my ass off all night long watching them torch down Democrat cities. That's what I used to do. When Portland, every night was on fire. It was, after a while, it's so bad, it's kind of funny, actually. You're at first in shock, then you realize, oh, it's a Democrat city. This is what they do. This is what they do. They burn down their own city. Well, on the nuclear front, my guess, my educated guess, in my mental algorithm, is that it will be NATO probably nuking Russia first, using some flimsy excuse to do so. The dozens of Russian submarines along the eastern and western coasts of the United States are in a very stealth and invisible mode. I want you to know that our U.S. Navy cannot track them when they dive right now. It's not a smokescreen. They cannot track them. The challenge is worthy of the best American war movies or westerns. Or that movie Doctor Strangelove comes to mind to me. The Russian strategy is to stealthily flank us until we make a catastrophic, stupid-ass decision, at which time they made it very, very clear that if you keep poking the Russian bear, that they will elect to fire whatever options they feel. If any nuclear bomb goes off in Russia, it's over. Ukraine wants nuclear techs, you know, those kinds of nukes that they can unleash on Russia. Remember what the Ukrainian president Zelensky said last year or so? He said the entire world needs to be fighting for Ukraine. And if Ukraine doesn't win, he's taking the whole world down with it. That's what he said, more or less. And when the war first started, I'm for anybody defending their home, and all the Ukrainians fought very bravely, et cetera, et cetera. We're at a point now in the war where this has got real big ramifications for our country here. So when you say that happened over in Europe and nothing will ever happen here, we're not going to be safe here forever, folks. I'm just telling you, it's the law of large numbers. It's bound to happen sooner or later. Hopefully it never will. But again, nothing would surprise me at this point. The Pentagon, by the way, sounded the alarm. Not alternative media, the Pentagon. This past week, sounded the alarm of dozens and dozens of Russian submarines moving and surrounding the United States coastline. Are you ready to go the distance, America? Are you prepared? Are you thinking ahead? I hope you are. That's right, and like Rocky Balboa, we may be in the fight of our lives. The Democrat Marxist Party and their cuck rhinos are insane and apparently trying to get us into a real or limited nuclear exchange with Vladimir Putin's mighty, mighty Russia, a war which no sane American wants. Some say is it just more saber-rattling Vaughn and high political drama. They kind of say that. More than likely, but any miscalculation I tell them on either side could also be very catastrophic. My best advice, it's never smart to play with real nuclear fire. You're asking for major problems. And don't forget this week as well, we had the awful truth of the 20 Rhino Republicans who voted with the Democrats. They absolutely refused to censor serial liar Adam Schiff, the Democrat from Congress from California. The resolution failed in the House, and this is why we hate rhinos. They have no guts, no balls, and no glory. This is precisely the reason why millions of voters will not vote for any Republican candidates going forward. We need our own political party, separate and distinct from the uniparty in Washington, D.C. This has been brewing for a very long time, and I say it's time to take the gloves off. These 20 scum Republicans need to be sent home and their careers utterly destroyed. They cannot adhere to the will of the people. Then what the hell good are they? You tell me. Kick these guys out of office. They should all be sacked and fired. Unbelievable. As I told you before, Mr. and Mrs. America, there are two sets of rules, one for the Democrats, and the higher standard always goes to the Republicans. You are not allowed to keep classified documents, Mr. Trump. The Democrats can, but you can't. Don't you get it? I told you on this show there's two sets of rules in D.C. And if you're a Republican, you can't get away with much of anything. No documents for you. And by the way, that photograph that we see that everyone saw on Twitter, the boxes of classified docs in Mar-a-Lago bathroom in the Trump household, those were planted there allegedly by the FBI. Allegedly, of course. They weren't in the Mar-a-Lago bathroom, according to higher-ups in the Trump organization. There's so much fake news out there, you can shake a stick at it. Unbelievable. We've got Jake Vegas live from the Las Vegas Strip. Talked about that as our VIP guest tonight. He's a private pilot, learning the skills of that. He's got some updates for us tonight on the UFO sighting and aliens in Las Vegas, which made international news. The stuff of Art Bell and Coast to Coast and George Knapp, fascinating stuff. We also want to get some tidbits of the Vegas economy, Vegas tourism, any other things that are going on there politically or economically. Always good to know and bring aboard our good friend of the show, Jake Vegas. Welcome to the Vaughn Weekend Show, Jake. Glad to have you, man. How are you doing tonight?
Always a pleasure to talk to you, General Vaughn Weehunt. It's a very rousing monologue that you've started your show here, and spot on as usual. The American public being sold out once again by the Rhino Republicans. They're siding with the Democrats, and the easiest home run ever that they could have had to just simply side with the Republicans that wanted to censure Adam Schiff for obvious blatant violations that he made. And you know, this goes back to what you and I have talked about numerous times, that the Republicans really seem to be more of the controlled opposition party as opposed to the actual opposition party, which is why it was so important for us to get the victory in 2016 and put Trump in the White House as an insurgent candidate as opposed to simply an establishment Republican. That's what made him stand out on those debate stages in the primaries, and that's why we voted for him. And that's why he was so dangerous to the establishment. And I think that's why they're running for him so hard. They're going to try to put him in prison. And, you know, again, as you pointed out so eloquently in your monologue, that there is the most egregious thing here is the double standard that, you know, Hillary Clinton smashed her devices that were subpoenaed by the FBI, blatantly smashed them with hammers, blatantly destroyed evidence, blatantly did not cooperate. And James Comey at the end of it all said, you know, she gets a free pass. And meanwhile, they're holding President Trump to a much different standard. And in the midst of all this, as we see our nation basically, in my opinion, unzipping, falling into the hands of a totalitarian one-party system, which is exactly what you see in every communist system, be it China or the Soviet Union or Cuba, we run into these amazing, interesting, hard-to-believe stories about UFOs. All in one swoop here, we've got a report of an alien crash in northwest Las Vegas, which is my stomping grounds personally. And at the same time, we hear from David Grush, the former Pentagon official, who claims that the United States has been hiding evidence of alien technology, including bodies of pilots. This is an amazing time to be alive. And the story out of Las Vegas, I've been trying to do my groundwork here as much as possible. As you mentioned in your generous introduction, I am flying, and I spent all of this morning flying over this exact area of northwest Las Vegas.
Awesome.
And in researching this story, I was just fascinated by it, and especially because it does seem to be my neck of the woods of Las Vegas, but I don't seem to see any report of the exact address, which, of course, we don't want to dox these people, right? We don't want to dox these people, but I just found it as a local, I guess, maybe interesting if I could see the area for myself. I mean, we're seeing some pictures. We've got some, you've probably seen these on the internet. We've got a rather large lot. That was one thing that struck me about this whole story with these people. You know, it's a kid that made the phone call. He's only 16, and he called the police and said that these aliens of enormous size were standing in his backyard. Well, it's not a backyard like what I have. These people seem to have, what is this? What would you estimate that to be, 1 or 2 acres of that backyard?
I saw the aerial view, Jake. Yeah, it's the biggest backyard I think I've ever seen. It's one of those desert. They were probably there first on the street years ago, and they probably bought it for dirt cheap, you know, where the zoning was sort of effed up, I think. And they have this humongous backyard for our audience. I mean, think of like three big squares. It's one huge square, and it goes all the way back. I mean, back almost a block. Is their backyard.
Yes, right.
But they showed on Las Vegas News, Jake, this round incision in the sand. Kind of interesting.
Correct.
Who knows?
An impression, yes. The lot, this part of Las Vegas being northwest was, you know, the Northwest Valley was more or less the last part of Vegas to really develop. And so in the old days, there was just nothing but dirt roads out here. Even when I first started coming around this area, it was not anywhere nearly as developed as it is now. And there are a lot of places out here that actually have horse ranches. There's a lot of people in this area that have houses, and in the back they have horses that are, you know, this lot size, this house size is not uncommon in this area of Las Vegas. Of course, if you were to sell that place, I'm sure you're talking $2-3 million for that property now. So I kind of wondered, these people seem to have an earth mover. They seem to have a few RVs. They seem to have a business that they're running out of that lot. So the point of that I'm trying to get to is that it seems like these people are somewhat affluent. I'm not saying that they're rich. They're not Bill and Melinda Gates or anything like that, but they've got something of an investment here. And it seems odd that they would make a phone call to the police. You see what I'm getting at? This is not your typical.
I totally do.
The lake at night. It seems very odd that they, and according to the police, all of the people told the same story. It was just the kid that was on the phone, but he was not alone. His entire family was there. The police interviewed all the members of the family. They all told the same story. They all seemed to be genuinely terrified, according to our highly trained law enforcement professionals that discuss this with them. Now the family has gone pretty much silent. The kid made another video just recently. I don't know if you saw that. He's basically just saying, forget about it. Leave us alone. We don't want the attention. Just forget that this ever happened, which I think is a very odd thing. Odd response. If you've just seen a 9-foot tall alien monster in your backyard,
right?
I would be screaming from the rooftops. if I saw it.
Well, they had international inquiries, international people, international media. It just spooked him, Jake. It freaked him out. They're a nice Hispanic family there, and they were not expecting all this attention. A lot of people don't like attention, and from strangers especially. And they're going, why are we, you know, why is our phone ringing off the hook, and why is there, they had camera crews there on the front lawn, people ringing their doorbell. Strange people now are walking by the house. And right after this, they said on the local Vegas news, they saw the men in black sedans with government plates driving up and down the street. And they looked just like in the movies, the men in black, right? Now, I saw a third video that I wanted to mention to you. I saw it as of right before the show. Maybe it was last night on Las Vegas, but somebody had done some analysis on the video, the grainy video. And I will admit, it's pretty convincing. They show the on the police his body cam, right? He's walking to the back gate, and then that's where they blacked it out because, well, it's private property. We can't show it. Okay, that's all true. What this guy blew up in the grainy footage was what, I swear to God, what looked like a alien or something crouching behind the wooden fence, and you could see its big bug eyes from the wood slats. And that could be a mask or a Halloween costume, but my point is it was pretty freaky. And then you saw their hands go between the wood slats, and they were like alien hands. Now, that could have been a glove. I mean, we're not going to say it was from Planet X, but what's your thoughts about all of that?
I watched the video. I know the video that you're talking about. I didn't feel like I was convinced by what the analysis there was, but it was pretty grainy is all I'm trying to say. I'm not saying that there did seem to be something there behind the fence, but it was so grainy and so low res that I get so frustrated with these UFO stories that it's always like, you know, a blurry light or a blurry image, you know, and in the days of cell phones and just with, you know, the kid obviously is technically savvy. They're obviously an affluent family. We can't believe for a second that these people don't have cell phones. So almost certainly they were in contact with these creatures for quite some time. You know, I don't know that I'm just saying that if that's the best video we've got to go on, it's a little disappointing to me. I did a little bit further research, and, of course, part of this story is that there was a meteorite of some kind, for sure. We know that for sure. Something flew over northwest Las Vegas and exploded, made some kind of an impact. We know this. This is not speculation. It's confirmed by NASA. It's confirmed not only by I'm sure you know that what I'm talking about, the green fireball across the sky that was captured on the police body. It was also captured on multiple Ring doorbell video systems.
I saw that.
Confirmed that it crashed or exploded, terminated in this area from where these people live. It was in northwest Las Vegas, and the Ring doorbell videos confirmed that it was adjacent, at the very least, to this person's property. So that happened about 45 minutes before the phone call. So it's not like there was an explosion in the backyard and the phone call immediately happened. Apparently this, if you want to call it a meteor, whatever, UFO, flew over Las Vegas. There was a calamitous impact of some kind. And then about 45 minutes later, this kid phones Metro and says, there's aliens standing in my backyard. So that's about the time frame, how those things line up. Of course, again, you've got NASA saying that that was a meteor. I personally have witnessed a meteor that looked exactly like that. Now, was it a meteor that I saw? I don't know. I assumed it was. It was in 1993. I remember it like it was yesterday because I'd never seen anything like it, and I've never seen anything like it since. But I definitely saw a green fireball across the sky that, you know, I assumed was an iron meteorite because they glow green. And, you know, like I said, I've never seen one since. But when I saw that video from the police body cam, it reminded me of that precisely. So that, you know, that could have been another one of the same alien spaces.
Yeah.
According to David Grush, he's saying that the United States started collecting debris or broken alien vehicles all the way back before the Roswell incident. He says that there was an incident in Italy that the Vatican actually took possession of a crashed spaceship in about 1945, I think is what he said. And they handed it over to the United States after World War II was concluded after the
removal
of Mussolini, dispatching of Mussolini, I guess I should say. So, you know, that's his story. And then this coincides also, I wanted to bring up this aspect. This may seem a little bit off subject, but there's an interesting connection I think we could make. The recent departure of Tucker Carlson from Fox News, very suspicious in my opinion as far as timing. You know, Fox News, as far as I know, has not come out with a clear statement about why they dismissed him. And they didn't fire him. They wanted him in golden handcuffs. They didn't fire him. They took his show away suddenly and without any notice. People have been speculating this because of the Dominion lawsuit, that was part of the stipulation that they had to get rid of Tucker Carlson. But it doesn't really add up because Tucker Carlson really was one of the first ones to dismiss the claims of the Trump's lawyer at the time, who was making a lot of claims about Dominion. But that really doesn't add up. As you know, Tucker Carlson has been one of the only ones at the forefront of investigating these UFO stories. He had the guy on that talked about the Nimitz incident from 2004, where we see the gun camera footage from the F-18, I believe it was, that chased, or it was one of the more modern jet aircrafts that chased. You know the gunship video I'm talking about.
Yes,
probably the best
absolutely.
Video of a UFO that we've ever seen. And Tucker Carlson recently, a few months ago, was breaking this story about these U.S. military personnel, hundreds of them, that have either died or suffered traumatic brain injury from encounters with UFOs.
And
he was following up on that story quite a bit. And then all of a sudden, he gets dismissed from Fox News. All of a sudden, this David Grush guy comes out saying that we're in possession of 12 UFO bodies and spaceships, and now we have this incident from Las Vegas where it seems that we've got another somewhat credible UFO encounter. I started putting all that together, and I thought, what if there's something more going on here besides, they tried to blame Tucker's dismissal on, Dominion voting. That really just doesn't add up. So why did they get rid of him? I don't trust Fox News that they're not.
It's real fishy. I totally agree. Oh, I say it's real, real fishy. I totally agree, Jake. You're right. You're spot on there, man, because his departure was rapid and sudden, and they more or less said, pack your crap and get out of here today. And he ruffled some feathers.
Right.
It's really.
But, I mean, I read up on some of these claims that he had said some disparaging remarks about some of the senior executive leadership at Fox News, but that had been going on for years. This was not something new.
Right.
It's not like he said something new. Everybody knew that he was disgruntled. And from what I understand, because I work in the media and I've worked with a lot of people very closely at Fox News, I've worked directly for Fox News before. And I can tell you that most of the people there are very disgruntled. They're, it's not that they're unhappy, but it's just the nature of the business, if you get my drift.
And yeah,
it's not
I
like
do.
They'd be any happier anywhere else. This is just the dog-eat-dog nature of the business. I think the executives are aware of it. They don't care. Everybody is at each other's throats all the time. That's just kind of standard procedure for working in the news media, especially on a higher level. And with Tucker being their Tucker was the most dominant force on cable news. And they just get rid of him. They cut his show off at the ankles for what appears to be absolutely no reason. So it just was odd to me that I thought about that, and then all of a sudden this David Grush comes. If this David Grush guy had come out and Tucker was still on the air, he'd be all over Tucker Carlson's show. Tucker Carlson would be digging into this with both hands. Mm-hmm. So,
there's a theory, that I've heard about, just to kind of pile on to what you were saying about Tucker Carlson. Is one of the theories is that he was let go because he kept digging into the UFO claims, right, and these UFO stories.
Right.
And the second one was he made the linkage about how stupid it was that we were in the Ukraine war, and he was bashing that. And there's a lot of there's billions of dollars obviously at stake in the grifting and the contracts, military, and the complex there in D.C. and the Beltway. Power brokers got pissed off at him and more or less told Fox, get rid of this guy. He's bad for business. Because don't forget, all these contracts have been going through D.C., big ones, lately, right about when he was, billions of dollars being shoved over to the Ukraine. And Tucker was putting the big spotlight on it and tying that with, you know, the Iran-Iraq war, and that even after that, our wars in 2000, this is from 1, 2, and 3, et cetera, Kuwait. I mean, it goes on and on. He was more or less saying that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq under Saddam Hussein, and therefore a lot of these wars that we've been funding and doing for decades now are, a lot of them are bogus, and he was waking up the American people. What are your thoughts about that?
Oh, I totally agree. And this is one of the things that made Trump such a target. And, but at the same time, famously, Tucker recently went back and spotlighted some of the things that President Trump had said in the 2016 run-up to the election, where he was pointing out that there were no weapons of mass destruction. Our United States government lied to the people to get us into another forever war. We should not have been in Iraq. All of that narrative, that argument, and Tucker has been a warrior on that front as well, and pointing mm-hmm. that out. But he's also not really the only host that has done it. I don't think Sean Hannity has hit on that as hard. He was a big proponent of the Iraq war at the time, and I don't think he
supported it. Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's been as vociferous as Tucker was on that subject, but it definitely put a target on President Trump's back for him to come out and so clearly delineate the lies that the CIA director told at the time, that Colin Powell reiterated, that entire administration at the time was just gaslighting the United States public to get us into a war in Iraq. It was ill-fated. It was just an issue to get us mobilized into a war. And, you know, we can have that discussion whether that's good or not, but they shouldn't be lying to us like another Gulf of Tonkin incident. And, looking at how clear the lies are, we've got to be vigilant as a populace to guard against the government doing this to us again and getting us into another war, which is apparently what we're headed towards with Ukraine.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Great, great point, Jake. And I would also add to what you were saying that Tucker Carlson, let's face it, folks, is, in our chat room is very lively tonight. Tucker did not fit in with Fox in the intelligentsia of Fox News. He was the only one who dared to trash and bring up conservatives and said they are spineless and they have more or less no balls and no guts. And they shirk from duty, and they retreat at the first sign of trouble. And that,
yes,
in my view, also cemented his doom. Because, like I said on the show before, Jake, when I was a kid, I'm sure when you were a kid, when you said you were a conservative, that meant something, 30 years ago. People thought you were, like I said, a freaking Nazi in the suburbs. Oh, you're a conservative. Ooh, that family over there, they're voting for Reagan. They're voting, or they voted for Nixon back, I mean, people used to freak out over that. And then it used to mean that you had teeth in what you said and what you believed. Over the decades, though, they've watered it down. We have so many rhinos, like I said in my monologue, the 20 rhinos who voted against censure of Adam Schiff is clear cut in your face, America. They don't care about you. They have no balls. They have no spine at all. They're going to go out there and do what they want to do. They're bought and paid for. And when you call them out, Fox, I don't think, could tolerate. That was the last straw is what I'm saying. I think when Tucker did that, that was the last straw. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that you're right, as usual. It's a tragedy. I mean, I still watch Fox News. I still give it a watch. I kind of reluctantly watch. I think that they've got some decent content, especially with Greg Gutfeld and Jesse Waters, you know, there's some value still to the network. But I am highly disappointed. And I think that, you know, we're kind of in a bad situation as conservatives, because with the loss of Tucker Carlson, this is an enormous victory for the left, I think. And, you know, we're kind of going back to the old days where there was only, you know, three alphabet networks that could control the narrative and shape the American opinion about anything that they wanted. And the liberal, the elites, the so-called conservatives, what we know as rhinos, they want that. They want that ability to shape and control the narrative and control what's being talked about. And they don't want someone like Tucker Carlson, who's enormously popular, challenging what they have to say. They don't like that challenge to their power structure. But, you know, we're seeing Tucker reemerge now on Twitter with his, what you want to call a show. I loosely call it a show. Obviously, Fox is, as you know, is sending him a cease and desist letter. They're saying it's a breach of contract. He's saying that he has the First Amendment right to continue, you know, speaking his mind on Twitter. So that's why I'm reluctant to call it a show, right? Because if it's a show, then that's a conflict of his contractual agreement. Whereas if it's just him spouting off, maybe that's not. So I want him to continue. But my point is that non-legacy media, like your show, like a lot of the shows that we see popping up on YouTube, which is a terrible place to be, but that's where the conversation is. Tucker Carlson on Twitter, maybe more shows will be popping up on Twitter. We've got Elon Musk, you know, trying to champion the First Amendment clause, you know, flawed though he may be in some ways, at least it's something to supplant, or at least contradict or give some pushback to the legacy media that's obviously in the tank. The legacy media has been compromised by Project Mockingbird from the CIA for decades and decades. And right. I think that that may even have something to do with Tucker's dismissal as well, that the CIA does not like that kind of contestment to their power. We know for sure through Project Mockingbird that the CIA is interested in controlling the narrative. They're interested in controlling people like Anderson Cooper, is an excellent example, you know, who's actually directly trained from the CIA. He's an obvious CIA asset. And who's out there that's doing their bidding that we don't know about, you know? And so a lot of this leftist push that we're seeing across the media almost certainly is coming from the CIA, or at least they're in league with it, because if not, they'd be pushing back against it. They don't seem to be against it at all. So that really has to make you wonder, and has to make you worry at the deepest levels of your government. What is the plan? Who's pulling the strings, and where they want to go? It seems to me that they want a Chinese communist style system implanted here in the United States. And they're just going to slowly boil the frog until they get that.
You're right. You're right. And Jake, we had talked about that in our morning threads and conjecture, and you're spot on, man. I mean, that's exactly what they want. I made a comment on a show or two ago, and I'll make it here again. And Jake, I'll ask you, knowing how effed up the American people are today, and I always say in my show, the masses are asses. We are not, I will reiterate, trying to reach the masses. They're already long gone, mentally gone. But if Chinese tanks under the UN flag were to come into, say, Las Vegas Strip or Los Angeles or downtown Phoenix or the hills of Tennessee, wherever, Dallas, I guarantee you most Americans, Jake, in my view, would pull out their cell phone and take a selfie before they're shot, and they would try to upload a video of this. They wouldn't go back to their home and grab a rifle while the Chinese commies are shooting everybody on sight, which is what their war plan is for America. Oh, folks, you didn't get the memo? Yeah. The generals have said, we want everything to stay intact. We just don't want the American people. And our battle plan is to see Americans and shoot them. Shoot them on sight. Just telling you. So most Americans, I think, would say, I'm going to die anyway. I'm going to get my selfie. What are your thoughts? Or their TikTok video.
I hear exactly what you're saying. They're more interested in their Instagram account than learning about the Constitution or losing their freedom. But I don't ever worry about Chinese tanks. I don't think that the Chinese military is a threat at all, because the Chinese don't need the Chinese military. They've got the American military. They've got Mark Milley. They've got the presidency. What Americans should be fearing is not Chinese tanks. They should be worrying about what your own government is going to do to you. And we saw a little preview of that with the COVID-19 lockdowns. And this government should be we have been taken over by a cult. And a lot of this LGBTQ nonsense, the rainbow flags hanging at the White House, that is the symbol. Whenever you see that flag flying, is a symbol that the cult has captured your leadership ideologically. And a lot of that stuff has been pushed by Chinese investment. They are not going to come after you with an AK-47. They're going to come after you with a pride flag. They're going to come after you. They're not going to put you in a physical gulag. They'll put you in a virtual gulag. We've already seen that with Facebook, with YouTube, with Google. They have the virtual gulag at their fingertips, at their disposal, and it's extremely powerful, because you don't have to be locked behind a fence to have your life destroyed. They can destroy you through social media. It's an extraordinarily powerful weapon. So this is all fifth-generational warfare as opposed to third-generational warfare, which I don't think the Chinese have any interest in. If we were to go into a third-generational warfare conflict with China and fight it like we meant it, like we did in World War II, I think America would steamroll the Chinese, even though they've got more people. I think we would eliminate them very quickly. But the problem is that our country has been compromised ideologically. Our own country, I think, is a greater threat to us than the Chinese. And they're, it's hard to say that because the Chinese are in league with it. But the elites want a Chinese-style communist system to replace the constitutional republic that we have. They want to get rid of the Constitution, and they're just going to do it slowly over time, inch by inch. And it's very interesting how the left is so frantic about taking away our weapons. They want to take away our means of self-defense. Absolutely. And we see this. There was recently, unfortunately, I forget the gentleman's name. There was a guy who it was a repeat of the Daniel Penny story in New York on the subway. Another guy on a subway car, another maniac, has a mental breakdown, starts threatening everybody. This time, the stand-up good citizen was a black guy. He was a black American who stood up and defended the people that were on that subway. But it was a similar situation. He ended up, I don't know the exact details, if he choked the guy out, but he killed him, and now he's been arrested, and he's being charged with manslaughter or murder, just like Daniel Penny. And the left wants you to be afraid. They want to remove the police, but also make it impossible for you to defend yourself. And this is absolutely straight out of the playbook of the Soviet Union. They did the same
Marx's
thing.
Playbook.
The Soviets.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. And they said that we will not – you should not long for the punishment of the criminal. The criminal commits crime because that's his nature. But we will punish you because you are not the criminal. We expect more from you. And so you end up in this, again, this ideological gulag. You'll be terrified. You'll be terrorized, I should say, by the black shirts that come for you. These thugs.
Well, that's right.
Wander the streets.
Well, look at the January 6th protesters.
Exactly.
We were going to have the interview with Jake Lang on Tuesday. He couldn't make it. They were in the whole jail was in lockdown, and that's a prime example. Well, I think they heard about my interview. It's funny. He was available every night. Oh, I'm available. I said, the show is Tuesday. We have it scheduled. And I was working through Contra Radio. We were going to have him on. Isn't it funny? The night of the interview, the whole jail got locked down. Coincidence?
What a surprise.
You know what I mean? That's how they operate. And I had a feeling that was going to happen. I had a feeling, Jake. I said, I told a few people, I said, he may or may not make it. And I kind of warned people when the show starts that we're hoping he makes it. We're hoping, but there's no guarantee. So it is what it is. That's America in 2023, you know?
Absolutely. Terrible. And people better remember that the real insurrection was May 29th in 2020, when the left-wing Black Lives Matter Antifa thugs stormed the White House, set fire to the guardhouse, injured, I think, 60 Secret Service agents, and set fire to St. John's Cathedral. Which
that's right.
And then Trump had to take refuge in the presidential bunker. And then, you know,
that's right.
To criticize Trump, where was the special counsel on that? Where was the investigation on these people? These people need to be investigated. They need to be arrested. Everybody that was involved in that.
They dragged that for those people, Jake. They had the FBI was trained to be unleashed on the American patriots, not on BLM. Not on the radicals in the streets, the malcontents, the communists. They all got a free pass. Antifa got a free pass.
Right.
Oh, there were a few minor arrests, but not a national dragnet, which is what the FBI had after January. The biggest dragnet in American history, where FBI films themselves grabbing you out of your cubicle, grabbing you out of your real estate office, walking up on your lawn, your kids are playing, arresting you in front of your children. They arrested like 1,000 people like that coast to coast. Oh, they have the money for that and the resources because of all the woodwork for stuff like that. If it's against the right. If it's against left, they turn a blind eye.
They turn a totally blind eye. And we saw it again with the FBI heavy-handed SWAT team showing up on the front porches of people's houses that had been protesting abortion clinics peacefully, mind you, not creating damage, not throwing Molotov cocktails through the windows, which Antifa did to the birth assistance clinics. I'm drawing a blank on what they call them, but we have these clinics around the nation that provide support for women that choose to have a baby that maybe can't afford diapers or can't afford to go to the doctor or an obstetrician to get the help that they need. These people are not anti-abortion. They're just pro-choice. The choice means that you could make a choice one way or the other, right? So a woman is in a situation where she's not sure if she should have the baby or not. One of the options on the table is abortion. The other option is to go through with the birth. So she decides, I don't want to do an abortion. I want to have the baby, but I need help. So she goes to these birth clinics. Antifa showed up at these places and burned them down. Threw bricks through the windows. Threw Molotov cocktails through the windows. Where was the FBI on that? Not a single person was arrested for that. But
silence,
these
crickets.
Right, total silence. And then these people go, I saw a prayer in where they peacefully protested, which is what we always hear you're supposed to do. They peacefully protest, they show up, they pray at an abortion clinic, boom, they get a knock on the door from a SWAT team of FBI agents that go in, take all their property, take their electronic equipment and put these people in handcuffs and drag them off to jail. That is an outrage. And this is the kind of stuff that I'm telling you why I don't worry about the Chinese at all. I'm worried about the FBI. I'm worried about the Biden administration. I'm worried about the Newsom administration, which is looking like what we may have if Trump doesn't pull it out in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
This is terrifying.
Yep.
I'm
with you. We talk about domestic tyranny a lot. We have a lot of domestic tyranny in this country. A lot of alphabet agencies are out of control. We have our woke military. And if I see one more TikTok video, Jake, of an American soldier who's probably a gay or an LGBTQ person saying, I can't wait to get my orders to shoot your ass on Main Street USA under martial law. I can't wait. We're just talking. We're laughing our asses off, seeing how great it's going to be to shoot your ass. Did you ever think you live in a country where the American military, fags in uniforms, male and female, lesbos, whatever, radical leftists, put it that way, are on TikTok, on Twitter, taunting you, America, taunting you, teasing you, telling you, I'm going to do this. When this goes down, when this clown show, shit show goes down, I'm going to be there with my guns loaded. You get out of line. I can't wait to get the orders to shoot to kill. And they said that. I've seen at least 20 in the last year. Right. And so I'm going,
that's why I'm saying.
This is why, we are rotting from the inside out, man.
Yeah, China does not need to land on our shores. They've already got us, you know. They've already, they don't need to lose a single man. All they got to do is keep funding these, these creepy, weirdo LGBTQ, let's perform a drag show in front of your kid, you know, this kind of nonsense. And then couple that with the ESG scores and the George Soros' Open Society Foundation and how they've infiltrated companies like BlackRock and Vanguard that are providing the funding for companies. And saying, you know, we saw the CEO of Vanguard come out and say, you know, we have to force behavior if we want to make real change. They're holding the financing for businesses hostage. So we look at a company like Budweiser, which lost 30% in their market share. They're down $15 billion. They're now the number two beer, no longer number one, and they're doubling down. They don't care. And it's because the money system, the government system has been ideologically captured, and they're going to do this no matter what. We see it in other cultural aspects as well, Disney being a perfect example. Disney's Little Mermaid being this woke pile of garbage. They lost millions of dollars on this. They don't care.
That's right.
They're going to continue with this. They're going to continue. That's scary.
Yes. They have to double down, triple down. I've always told folks, people say, well, don't they want a great economy? I go, no, ideology right now trumps a great economy in America. And I told you folks, when they got rid of Trump, you had your four years to make your cash and get going and make your stock, you know, your stock market swing and cash out. The thing is now it's about ideology. More and more and more is all they freaking care about. They don't care about your economy. They don't care about you. They want you to be impoverished even. They want you to be penniless. They like poverty in America. Then they feel they have more control over you. You don't have a platform to speak on. You don't have anyone's going to listen to you because you're not rich. We are a country let's face it, we're a materialistic, moneyed country. If you don't have money in America, it's like the Mexicans say, no money, senor, no honey. No money, no honey. And you can apply that to everything.
You have to wonder if all of these companies seem to be completely cavalier about their profits. They don't seem to care. Disney, I think.
They don't care. That's right.
An example of that. So what are they after if they're not after money? They're after power. And
that's what I'm getting at.
Some kind of a problem there. If they no longer value the American dollar, what's happening to the American dollar? I mean, our government's telling us, oh, no, inflation's only 4%, 5%. I call BS on that. I don't think these people care about the American dollar anymore because the American dollar seems like it's going away. They're going to go with this.
Well, that's my whole point. Right. They've been taught and told, Jake, that it's on its way out, and the American people don't know it yet. I've been telling people for years about this, that spend the fiat currency while you still can, while it's still worth something, and while people will still take it. You can amass all the bills you want. At the end of the day, it's just, you know, paper and ink with dead presidents on it. And they want to go to that federal digital cryptocurrency. They want to get everybody digitized. And they want to control you. And if you get out of line with this, with the Chinese social credit score, they'll say, you walk into Olive Garden, you have a date or your family or whatever, you sit down and have some pasta, the bill comes, you give your card, and the girl goes, sir, your card isn't good here. What do you mean? Is my meal comped? They go, no, your card isn't good. It's not going through, Sherlock. And you go, well, let me take out some old-fashioned cash. They go, no. You can't use cash. It's against the federal law now. They'll make it a crime to use cash in the future. I guarantee it.
Well, yeah,
to force you into the Fed, they will have to make it a felony to use cash. And then you're in the back going, well, what do I do? They'll say, well, we have to arrest you because you don't have proper payment for the meal. That's called theft of services, Mr. Customer. And then the police car arrives, your kids cry, your wife's in tears, and they haul the man off. in the handcuffs. See? That's how they can really get back at white America. It's a very evil plan. I believe that's what they will do to break up the family, to attack America, to attack the suburbs, and to attack your money. What are your final thoughts, Jake?
Absolutely. Final thoughts is just that we see this in China with the social credit score. I believe firmly that that's what the executives at BlackRock, all the way from every nook and cranny of Wall Street up to Congress, to the president himself, they want to implement this kind of a social credit score to control your spending, and they're going to do it through that CBDC. And it seems like, I hate to say it, but my final thoughts are that I think that the future is very dim. To fight back, we've got to build culture, and we've got to take back the country ideologically. That's the battleground. Not on the streets, not fighting Chinese tanks. We have to win this ideological war, and it's very difficult. That's all I can say. It's very difficult.
I agree, man.
But hey, the aliens are here now, so maybe things will change.
Exactly. I love it. Hey, if you hear anything new about that, call on the show. Let me know during the week or whatever. I'm staying tuned on this Las Vegas UFO crash. It could be the Roswell of our time. And I've seen the video. It's amazing. And it's only getting weirder by the day, man. Jake Vegas, folks, our VIP guest tonight. We're so glad to have you on the show, man. Anytime.
Great talking to you. See you next time.
Same here. Thanks, buddy. You bet.
Bye-bye.
Jake Vegas, folks. Great guy there in Las Vegas. He's on top of many situations. I could talk to him for hours. We still wanted to get some information on the Vegas economy, but that'll be on the next show. They don't care about a great economy right now. What they care about is ideological power. And you say, but Von Wien, we live in a capital. We're not really that capitalist as we once were. Okay, they're trying to destroy capitalism. What they want is ideological power. If you don't pass the scratch smell test, if you don't pass the litmus test, they say, screw you. Well, get your adult beverage. We're far from over. The show is just starting out. We'll play some promos. They shall return.
We come from way out past Alpha Centauri. And as we're here on planet Earth observing your ways, we're listening to the Von Wien Show. It's on the Internet Radio Galaxy.
Love that. That sounds a lot like the Las Vegas alien. love that. Unfortunately, after World War II, we did not protect and preserve Western culture and the American way of life. And our brave veterans now know how corrupt and underhanded our leaders are and have been for decades, way before we were even born. We are right now ruled by outright tyrants, and both parties suck. It used to mean something in America when you said you were a Republican. I think that started to unravel in the Bush 2 years, early 2000s. That was unraveling then. As I told you, as we went through the early 2000s, people like me saw McCain and Romney cede power and give power to Marxist Democrats like Obama. And that is precisely when I mentally left the Republicrats. Now, of course, most people I know are, if you want to vote in the primary in Arizona, you've got to pick a party. So that's the closest one to me. But I'm far, far away from them mentally. Right now, the Republican Party, with all their cuts and weakness, they basically are a party that, like McCain used to say, I'm the loyal opposition. I want to be your loyal opposition. I have no desire to rule, and that's how I view the Republicans. They have no desire to govern. They have no desire to rule. They have no desire to dominate the politics of America. They don't want the work involved. What they want are kickbacks and bribes and money. I hate to say that. Both parties are guilty as hell. They want to, they like the trappings of power. They like to live in Washington, D.C. and have be on a committee and to have a gavel, have a nice big, you know, chair, leather, mahogany desk. Oh, yeah, I get it. All these pages working for you and looking up to you. Media looks up to you. And what's your opinion of the blue sky today, Senator? What's your opinion, Congressman, of the green grass? All these softball questions they give to you. Everyone sucks up to you. You got all kinds of privileges. Oh, I get it. Trust me. It beats working in corporate America to be a congressman. You get the right gig, the right district. Hell, 20 years. Raking in money, all kinds of money. All the liaisons you can have, all the women you want in D.C. if you know how to work it right. Play your cards right, kid. You'll be just fine, right? They wink at you in the limo. Oh, yeah. While Main Street USA suffers more and more, we have outright tyrants in charge. It's very obvious. Well, the Republicrats and the Democrats, as I told you before, they are both now the uniparty, and they have no desire to govern the nation. I will repeat, the two parties in D.C. have no interest, no desire. They have no drive or verve to govern this nation. They're going to let it slide. This has been foretold by the Hopi Indians and the prophets for many, many years, as well as other people, including myself. I've been saying this for years. And it's very obvious when you look at the border, they put Band-Aids on these things. They have really have no desire to govern and enforce the border. They have no desire to win wars. They have no desire to have peace in our streets. They talk a big game where they say they want these things, but it's all smoke and mirrors, folks, window dressing. They don't believe a word of it. It's good for sound bites and political commercials. I know I sound cynical, but that's true. It's America in the future, and they always told us that it would be a dystopian future. Unfortunately, we're living in it 24/7. So my point is, what they want is not to govern America. What they want is autocratic power, which is different than governing fairly. They want power to enforce unnecessary rules and regulations upon you and your family and gotcha things and gotcha laws, and they want to be able to sandbag you when they want, and they can't wait to get this this digital currency and a Chinese social credit score system installed in America, I may cash out and move to South America and say, to hell with it. I'm going to go down there, start a new country, and invite a million patriots to come with me. It's getting that bad. We're almost getting to that point here where, you know, the shoes are dropping and the American sheeple just go about their business. And don't get me wrong, I get it. To go against the status quo takes, you know, balls of steel and a Herculean effort. I get it. And people just want to, like, duck their head, keep quiet. They don't want to make any waves. They want to get their paychecks. They have mouths to feed. They're not quite sure who to trust or what the hell is going on. And I get it. But these things will culminate in the future. And now a quote from the infamous and rogue Vladimir Putin of mighty Russia. And by the way, I saw a really good movie last night called The Machine. It is Von Wiant show recommended. It's about, well, it's about guns, that comedian named Bert, a coveted watch, and the Russian mafia. What could go wrong, right? It's a comedy, but it's I thought it was very humorous and very, very good. I mean, you almost think that Putin's going to be in one of the scenes. But it's about mighty Russia, and you should see it. It's fun. But Putin said this very week. The Rothschild cabal have infiltrated your government, your media, and your banking institutions, America. They are no longer content with committing atrocities in the Middle East. They are now doing it on their own soil to complete their plan for a one-world government, a one-world army, complete with a world central bank. Yeah, our government's working feverishly to get these things going. Hate to say it. Well, yes, we may be the deplorables, but in my view, they ain't seen nothing yet. This is our dry run and beta test. How about those apples, America? And with that, let's get to Gunslinger out of Texas. Put him on the air. Gunslinger, how are you, sir? How are you doing tonight? Are you there?
Pissed off. Yeah, can you hear me? Hello.
Yep. I can hear you.
Yeah, okay. Well, pissed off, you know, because there's so many bullshit going on in this country. I mean, this is the most ridiculous thing. Let's start with Trump and the made-up bullshit that they're trying to pin on that man. Whether you love him, hate him, I don't care, okay? To put a man through that type of torture, this is like the Salem witch hunts back in the, what, the 14th century or something like that, okay? This is a witch hunt is all it is. They are so scared of this man. A simple man that puts his pants on just like everybody's like me and you put our pants on every day. They are so scared of this man. I mean, this man has shook some nuts loose, let me tell you, from the nut tree, okay? I mean, this is the most fantastic thing I have ever seen, because no other president in my lifetime, and I'm 59 years old, has ever shook Washington, deceive us like President Trump has. And the, yeah. All it is made up shit, that's all it is. You know, the gate, the Russia gate, the door gate, this gate. I mean, come on. The only thing that they haven't tried yet is what happened to JFK up here in Dallas. That's the only thing they haven't tried yet.
They're still covering that up. That was a government intelligence operation to get rid of JFK. CIA was involved. Very clear to me. It was an inside job, and the FBI lackeys did their job, and they had some lower-level mafioso guys to knock off some witnesses, like Jack Ruby.
Yep, there you
Mr.
go.
Rubenstein. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you ever, well, just speaking about JFK real fast, if you ever seen the black and white photos or the video of the motorcade turning on Main Street there, I know exactly where it is. I've been down there a fucking thousand times. Okay.
Me too.
And
Elm Street. I've been there.
Yeah, the Secret Service car right behind him, or the limo. You see this hand come out and motion the Secret Service agent off the back of the limousine. A few seconds later, he gets his brains blown out. So you don't tell me that was a fucking setup, a hit.
You got the coup d'état.
I'll sell you the Golden Gate Bridge and throw in a maintenance contract. I'll throw in a maintenance contract on that son of a bitch if you believe that shit. Okay, if you don't think
exactly.
It was. Okay. It's ridiculous. I mean, all this stuff has more things to meet the eye than what meets the eye, okay?
Mm-hmm.
JFK, this is, and even Trump, the same thing. Like I said, it is empowering Trump even more. Okay, I've seen these polls. I keep up with it every day here on the internet. He's getting more and more and more and more powerful. Good. Maybe he'll win in 2024 if they don't pull some shenanigans, okay, like they did in 2020, okay? And if they do,
that's right.
Holy Toledo, you better have some guns and ammo because I think the shit's going to hit the fan. If that man does
they
not get
at any time. Yep, I told people watch out for the presidential election year of 2024. There's going to be mayhem in the streets. Yep.
Mayhem.
Going to be May next year. I totally agree. There was a guy, gunslinger, that looked at the elections, and it's a think tank, and this is their words, and I believe they're spot on. They said the only three elections in the last – say 50 years or 60 years that were accurate and by the people, except for a few, because we know JFK got in through the Chicago mob. But I think Nixon was better in 68 than 60 anyway. So to me, I'm glad JFK got in 1960. He was the right guy at the right time. And then you bring in Nixon, the powerhouse in 68. Now Nixon by then was groomed and ready to kick ass and take names in Vietnam. But they said that Reagan was elected by the people and Trump was elected by the people in 2016 and more than likely 2020. But the rest of the elections, many of them were rigged by our CIA. So we live in a pseudo-republic. They are just waiting for the right time to throw down the hammer. And I hate to say it. I really, really do. When I was a little kid, you know, we all said the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. We were raised to be, you know, patriots back then meant something different than patriots now. Patriots now means you're distrustful of your government, which is the right place to be. Back then, it was you trusted to a certain extent your government, et cetera. But they've done so many bad things. And they've lied to us so many times, nobody trusts them as far as they can throw them, you know?
No.
And nobody believes anything that they say.
No.
That's for damn sure.
Well, you know, and we all know, the ones that are in the know, okay, that Trump won in 2020 landslide. He won
Absolutely.
That election landslide. Okay?
He did.
All the polls. To it. All the numbers point
but
to
they
it.
Couldn't
I mean,
have it. They couldn't have it. And they weren't going to have it.
That's
the coup
right.
was on. The die was cast. And it was all set up. They were going to, they said no matter how many votes Trump gets, he's not going to win.
Yep.
And so I told you before, like Stalin said, it's not how many votes are cast for Trump. It's who counts the votes.
Right.
Communism
That's
101,
right.
right out of Stalin's mouth. He goes, I don't care how many votes these people get. I count the votes. I select the winner. And it'll always
That's
be
right.
a communist in Russia. Always.
That's right.
And I always make sure they win by over 90% of the vote. Overwhelming odds. Yep. Don't forget, folks,
when
you can bitch and moan about the voting machines, and it's all well and fine and good. The problem is we have a systemic problem from on high.
That's right.
Go ahead.
When you have your opponent that can't even fill up a conference room at a major hotel, you know, Cookie Sands Biden, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have a opponent that has a car parade and only one or two people show up. But when you have Trump that has literally tens of thousands, up to 50 to 80 to 90,000 people, and that's not including the people on the lakes. I'm sure you've seen the video of all of them. Looks like there was thousands and thousands of boats on those lakes, all waving the Trump flag. And you tell me that Poopy Pants
right.
Biden won. Yeah, right. I'll fill in a double major contract.
Biden is installed, and I've always said it to me, he doesn't even look like the same Biden of 15 years ago. If you go back, I tell people, Google Biden in 2000 or 2005, look at his eyes, look at his facial structure.
Yep.
This guy doesn't look Biden at all. I mean, he's similar. He's a good fake. I'm not convinced it's the same Joe Biden.
No.
I'm really not convinced of it. I mean, maybe it is, but I'm just not 100% convinced. I've seen too many. They have too much evidence now. And have you seen the also the videos and the photographs of all the politicians that seem to have a mask on? You see them on Gab and Twitter. Very eerie. It's been proven the CIA can make a mask for anybody. Go ahead, sir.
There's always something fishy looking about these people. Okay.
Yes.
Haven't you ever heard of the federal relocation eyewitness program? They can take you and give you a completely new identity, change your looks like your own mother would not even recognize you. The FBI is excellent. CIA is excellent at that. Like I said, your own mother would not even recognize you. And you don't
think
they can make doubles and all this stuff? Oh, come on, really?
Sure.
You know, they can. Haven't you ever been to the wax museum? And these people, or those wax figures look real. And that's just
allegedly, Zelensky in Ukraine has got five doubles walking around Kiev. Four or five doubles in case he gets assassinated.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. I would not be a bit surprised. These people go to the extreme to do this.
They do.
Okay? These people
are
evil. They are evil. They're demonic possessed. They have to be to do the things they do to tear this country down. Okay? But you get one man in there that's trying, that actually he succeeded in building the country back up to its former glory, because none of the other son of bitches tried that. Okay? So, what do you expect? I mean, you're never going to satisfy every motherfucker out there. Okay, give me a break. That's never going to happen.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
But you're going to be able to, you know, educate the people. And look at the evidence. Don't look at just what words. Look at the evidence that man did. Okay? Yeah, he did a few fucked up things. I don't agree with him, okay, on a few things. Yeah, absolutely. Nobody's perfect. Did I ever say he was perfect? Fuck no. Okay, I didn't see God on the ballot. But he did a hell of a lot better than any of other ones in the past. JFK and Reagan would be an exception. But other than then,
Trump represented a lot of middle America. I'm not saying he was perfect, as you said, but he did represent people. People felt comfortable with him in the sense that they didn't feel he was trying to kill them. They didn't feel, though he had Operation Warp Speed, that was sort of effed up. But overall, people felt just more comfortable with him. And they felt he was a better egg, just a better person, a kinder heart, whatever you want to say. With Biden, it seems so contrived and fake. He seems so installed. He's surrounded by very evil people. And then you look at his administration, though Trump had some bad hires, it's nothing compared to the Biden cabinet, which is 100 times worse. It's just gone from bad to worse. And I tell people, as what you and I talk about, people stay prepped out there. SurviveMax.com. Stay prepped. Get your gear. And I always say, it's like, you know, that's what I do. I go out each week and I go, how can I move the home forward, the preparations forward, everything else for a week? I'm pretty good on guns and ammo, though I still want to get some more in that category too. But I'm pretty good there. want to get better? And are you training? Are you working out at the gym? Do some weights. Do some running, some biking, some hiking. I try to get out several times a week. Do some physical things. You know, it all helps. Gunslinger, what are your final thoughts to America tonight, man, as we see Rome burning in front of us?
Well, one quick deal on these LGBTQ queer crazy nutcase people, okay? I just read an article today that it says here that nearly 2 out of 3 LGBTQ whatever young people said that hearing about possible local and state laws banning people from discussing LGBTQ people at school made their mental health a lot worse. Look at the last 3 or 4 there. That means they're nuts to start out with.
Mm-hmm.
If it made their mental health a worse, so that means they're nutcases to start out with. Okay? So that right there, they need to be locked up. 41% of these young people seriously considered attempting suicide in the past. Yeah, you think so? When you got mental illness, what do you expect?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? I mean, these people are, like I said, they need to have treatment or something. They need to bring back the insane asylums. Okay? The modern day, not the ones that... Not the draconian ones back in the day, but the modern, you know, to treat mental illness like these people have. And they have a mental illness, there's no doubt about it. Because a sane, normal, straight person in this country does not think that way. Have a nice night.
I always say fentanyl will get them sooner or later. That sounds pretty flippant, cold, and harsh. But look, I mean, I said it before on my show. I don't back down from what I say. I do not back down. I tell people before that, look, we want everybody in America to prosper and do well. We have a lot of Americans right now that have no interest in doing better for themselves, key phrase, or for society at large. So if you're going to, you know, if you can't even help yourself, then eventually, look, if you want to unravel your life, they go in a downward spiral. They really are at some point. It is true that at some point they are a useless eater. I mean, what are they really contributing to themselves or their family or society? And I hate to say it, they'll get into a downward spiral. They'll take fentanyl and they'll end up curled up on the sidewalk dead. And hate to say it, but that's the fate a lot of them are looking at. If they don't want to work, if they don't want to do anything for themselves, if they don't want to think positive and all they think about are stupid things and TikTok videos and drugs and Biden and trans this and trans that and trans joy, are going to be a mental patient in the streets of America. You're not going to have the money to check yourself in, and you're just going to take more and more drugs, and hate to say it, I really hate to say it because I hate that scourge on American streets, but fentanyl, in a weird way, is getting rid of a lot of the trash in America. It is. It's getting rid of a lot of our street trash, and there's more and more of it. I don't wish that on anybody. I do not, and we don't want, you know, bad karma out there, but my thing is, seriously, look, if you don't help yourself, who else is going to help you? Biden?
Nobody.
The government?
Most
people come from bad families. Anyway, that's sad. That's tragic. We don't want that. Nobody wants that. But I'm just being sober with you people and telling you straight, they end up in a downward spiral. And then what happens is they lose their job. And then they get evicted. And then they get kicked out of their little crap house apartment. And then they start taking drugs to forget about their problems. And they take more and more drugs because that's the culture on the streets of America. And this is what the communists have wanted, is our street culture to change. Back in the day, you ever see those 1940s videos or 50s, 60s? You know, where you would see the clean streets of San Francisco or of Los Angeles, you know, those guys who had those narration voices. Look what they've done to our American cities in the last 50 years. I hate to say it, a lot of people we have in our country right now are what I call non-functioning people. They're not functional. They cannot get up, go to work, punch a clock, build a widget, and come home and do the same thing day in and day out. It's not exciting enough for them. They got to make a TikTok video every 5 minutes. They've got to show you what they had for lunch and talk about it for 2 freaking hours. My point is, we're not a serious country. We're not. This is not a serious country at all. And our enemies know it, you know, and our country is going down a downward spiral, a controlled demolition. You see it all around you. It's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. I told you to prepare for the worst. We want the best. I always hope for the best. I really do. But I plan for the worst because I know people are like that. They get sucked into the drug culture. They take fentanyl. They're going to die. It's that fatal. It's that lethal. They're bound to take a pill, sooner or later laced with it. And, you know, sad, but true. Gunslinger, what are your final thoughts here, sir? Are you there? I think Gunslinger has left the building.
Nope.
Have you left the building, sir? Oh, he's still here. Okay. 1 minute. What are your final thoughts here?
You know, like I said, you're right on the money. Okay, maybe this stuff is a way to take the trash out. You know, it's sad. It is. It's sad that these people get on this stuff, and it's their fault. It's not our fault. It's not your fault. It's not nobody's fault.
My fault. Not your fault. And it's their fault. That's what I'm saying. It's their fault.
Their fault.
Yeah. Yep. And it's a scourge. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very, very terrible. Just like the same thing that we carry a gun. We carry a gun to protect ourselves against these people, okay? Because they have done so much screwball with their life like that, that they're beyond help. You can't help them, okay? And look at San Francisco. Them people are dropping dead every day like flies, like rats jumping off the sink of ship. It's sad. It's really sad.
Yep.
But this is the way society has degraded over the years, okay, decades actually, okay. And then you see what you see now. Complete, total breakdown of society. Have a nice night.
It is. Gunslinger. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Have a great night. Gunslinger has left the building. Great call, as usual.
All right, folks. Calm down. Go about your business. These jokers will be gone soon. Now, why y'all want to come into my town and start trouble? And scare all these nice people? You ain't got nothing better to do than to come into Bill Sharp's town and show your ass.
Great, great promo. I mean, it is sad and tragic. We're watching it now. Look, I tell people, if you don't want to be functional in your own life, don't blame anybody but yourself. If you want to experiment and take drugs, it's not like the 1960s when taking drugs, I'm sure, for the young kids was still bad, but nothing like it is today. Back then, you would take drugs. They wouldn't kill you. There were very few ODs, but there were some. Nothing like today. Today, you don't know what's laced with what. The world is gone way more militant. You thought Vietnam was bad? Hell. We are a world of war now. We have enemies that are trying to kill our young. They're trying to kill the youth of America. This is asymmetrical warfare. They're trying to get your sons and daughters and friends hooked on drugs. They want them to kill themselves. They want them to off themselves. Hate to say it, but it's true. To them, it's less work for their military to do at some point. Well, they may or may not ever come over to America, but at the very least, we'll see far more drug activity, cartel activity, things of that nature. And by the way, A real mafia family would never, ever have their kids involved in drugs. That is to be sold to the peasants, to the non-functioning slugs of society. Hate to be harsh, but it's true. It's what goes down. Michael Corleone said it best.
I don't have friends. I got family. But what's real is family. Your family.
Fredo, you're my older brother, and I love you. But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again. Ever.
How about that for a jam song? It's amazing. You know, we this show is a beacon of hope in a sea of doom and gloom and military activity and Russian Chinese subs on our coast and our own corrupt government and our own corrupt, hate to say it, military and government agencies. There's out there. I don't think they have always our best interests at heart. They went to too many weird seminars and webinars talking about the suburbs are full of domestic terrorists. We have to root these people out. They're this, they're that, whatever. Just seems to be the way it is, you know? From LA, they sent that to the studio, and pretty cool little surf tune. With that, let's get to Brett the Surfer, who hasn't been on the show for a while. He's called in tonight. How are you doing, sir? Are you ready for anything to happen to this nation or your neighborhood, sir? Are you ready? How's it going tonight,
yeah.
Mr. Surfer?
Good, good, man. Just rocking it here, man. And I'm ready. I'm ready.
Love it. Well, I thought you'd enjoy that new tune by the 5-0s. A little acoustic guitar action. We just send stuff all the time. People hear about the show and they go, and I look, if you're a musical artist, I've told you before, send me your MP3 to vonweehanshow@gmail.com. If you're a band, I want to know your name of the song, and where you opine. Most will be in Los Angeles or Florida, probably over the East Coast, but since we're close to California, they know me out there. And you bands are really good. I like a lot of their tunes, man. Little California surfing band style. Just for you, Brett. Just for you.
I love it, brother.
Well,
I love it. You knew it. Those are my songs, man. But you know what? There's another side.
I know.
Like you were saying earlier. Our country mm-hmm. looks so weak, though, man. On another note, you know, surfing aside, it's, you know, what in the White House, I mean, doing some rainbow dance and I don't know, man, it's really crazy, you know, And it makes us look weak, like you were saying, you know.
And I always say, America, your greatest sin is your weakness. How about those apples?
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, it's sad. It's happened over time. Like, it's just, what happened to our backbone? We don't manufacture anything, you know, and surfing's a great escape, and you have to escape this reality that we're in right now. But the reality, though, is that we look weak, and our, I think it's the military industrial complex is starting to show its weakness, or they're getting just desperate, I think, unfortunately. And I mean, what's going on in Ukraine, and it's just, you know, it's just what our politicians are saying and things like that. It's just, it's sick, you know, that we're pumping so much money into, you know, this war machine.
Well, yeah, well, Brett, don't you know, you didn't get that memo, did you, that the Ukrainian borders are more important than the American borders? That's the memo.
Yeah.
I read it.
I missed it.
Yeah, that's, well, Ukraine's far more important than America. They're, look, if I can take a hint, DC, I get the hint. You don't care about us. You don't care. You say, screw you, America. Screw you, taxpayers. Shut up. Keep sending us money. Keep working. If you don't like it, take some fentanyl and die. Basically is what they're saying. We don't care about your borders.
Yeah.
We don't care about the demographic changes. Screw you guys. We're over here in D.C. You come here, we'll arrest your ass. We'll throw you in jail.
You know,
and we'll rip the F out of you. It's exactly what they're doing.
That's so true, Bob.
You go there. You protest, you're arrested. Don't go to D.C.
Well, you know,
told you guys a million times, don't go there.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're in an organized tour group to see the Smithsonian, or there for maybe a corporate webinar or seminar or something like that. Otherwise, don't go there solo or with your buddy Billy Bob driving around D.C. with your Confederate pickup truck. You're just asking for problems. And they'll give you problems.
Yeah.
They will handsomely give them to you. Don't
and,
test
you
faith.
Know, it's, you know, I did, being out in the sun a lot, you know, I had to have some skin cancer removed, just basal cell, but I was at the doctor's office having that removed to stay healthy, you know, so I can continue surfing. But the doctor had told me in Portland, now they give $1,000 a month to homeless people. So they don't go into shelters. They don't do it. They just get an extra $1,000 a month. They're doing that for everybody that's homeless in Portland. And I mean, all that.
If you're a drug dealer in Portland, you got a maid. You got a built-in clientele now that gets $1,000 a month of taxpayer money.
Yeah.
See, I'm pretty jaded. I go, that's the first thing I thought of when you mentioned that. Yeah, the drug dealers there have got a maid. And they'll all spend the money on drugs and booze and cigarettes. All Americans love taking drugs. They're drugged out freaks, coast to coast, and they love it. They just love it. They're either high or drunk, and they're driving around. They're going to hit your car with no insurance. Oh, it gets better. No insurance, and they don't even know your frickin' language, and they'll cuss you out in a foreign language in your own country. Oh, yeah. And if you say anything, you're a racist, right?
Yeah,
you're a
so
terrorist.
True.
It's I call a spade, man. And that's what's going on. And they're allowing it to happen. Look, it's me, Brett. They're allowing it to happen. So what does that say?
Yeah.
Think about
it. It's just a
situation. It's not allowing something to happen. That means they deep down like it. They like it. For some reason, nefarious reason, they love it.
So true, man. So true.
That's America in 2023. So are you fortifying the bunker there in downtown Phoenix as you get surrounded by the zone, by more and more homeless people down there that have descended? On that south of you.
I'm not that I'm not that far. That's quite.
I'm just kidding. Right.
Yeah. I'm more Willow right there. But
I
know.
I love it. I'm more Willow than Encanto. I love it. No. People that don't know the zone, you can Google it, is the biggest homeless population in the country, or one of them, other than L.A. and Skid Row.
You know,
we have it here in Phoenix. It's called the Zone. Yeah.
I think
thousands of people are out there.
And I think we're different than, I hope we're heading in a different direction, San Francisco, Seattle, and Portland, and L.A. I mean, I hope we are. They do seem like they're trying to do something about it, at least in Phoenix, Arizona. So these other cities, I mean, if they're in every major city, the homeless population is just growing. It's just the price of rent is sky high. And, you know, for a lot of people, it's really, really tough, you know. And like you said, Americans love drugs, and that's a scary thing.
They love drugs. Americans are the biggest drug takers in the world. Let's not mince any words on my show. Hey, if I'm a cartel guy, if I want to make millions, oh man, that juicy American drug market, how do I get my share and get that country ripped and just milk money out of that stupid American country? I'll have suitcases, big, big fat suitcases, you know, the big Samsonite kind from the 70s, filled up with cash, duffel bags filled up with cash being sent back to me weekly, daily, monthly.
Reminds me of the movie Heat, you know. When they're unloading the duffel bags from the bank. And duffel bags full of cash, baby.
Yeah. Even the druggies can get their hand on money. They'll sell their plasma. They'll sell their EBT card. You know, yeah. America's got lots of problems. Well, we're watching the controlled demolition of it. And I always tell folks, just get, you know, insulate yourself as best you can among your friends and family and people like that. Insulate. You know?
Yeah, that's what you have to do. You got to be prepared, man, and have a plan and be ready, you know, because it's not going to be a soft landing, you know. It's just, this things are so crazy, you know. You got Taiwan, you got this stuff, the military industrial complex wanting to really just keep this Ukrainian thing maybe going forever.
They want to make, look, this is juicy, big, fat kickbacks and military contracts, man. I mean, billions of dollars. I mean, the money can be disseminated in all kinds of ways. It's going in all kinds of pockets. You can't tell me we spent $100 billion in ammo in the Ukraine. No effing way. No way. No. It's going in people's pockets. It's a business. Like the Marine Corps General Smedley said, war is a racket. Right? There's a good quote in our chat room I'll bring up for you, Brett. I know you're a surfing man, but like Lincoln said, nothing on earth is more important than both parties agreeing to support Israel and their ever-expanding border in the Middle East. Nothing is more important than that, and both parties agree on that 100%. What are your thoughts there? We'll shift to the Middle East now.
That's true, you know. And I mean, I just it's unbelievable what we have with. I mean, we've got so many enemies in the Middle East, you know. That's why there's so much. Just seems like we're fraught with all kinds of contentious situations and wars worldwide. Mm-hmm. You know, God bless us, man. I think. You know, we just got to be alert and know your surroundings, you know, and I think it's very important, you know, and enjoy and grasp every second of that day, because you never know. You know, the actor Treat Williams, you know, on Monday, wasn't that a shock that he was killed at like 5 in the evening? And
you never know, folks. Never know. have your affairs in order. I mean, that was really, it's like, I always say, be careful what you do in this life, but everything we do echoes in eternity. As we said before, like in the movie Gladiator, great line for that movie. But it's true that the afterlife, I want to have a good afterlife. I don't want to have a bad experience. I want to have a good one. And I hope I've done all the right things, Tried. No one's perfect, right? But we try.
Right.
That's all we can do is try in this life.
And, and funny as it seems, it's forgiveness and love, man. That's the true meaning of happiness, that's where true happiness is. If you can find that, if you're one of the fortunate people that find that, then you're really set.
Mm-hmm.
You want that peace of mind, wherever that is, But, it's important, brother.
It is. Well, Brad, thanks for calling the show, man. You take care. Stay safe.
All right,
keep your eyes open. Watch that surfboard and those waves coming at you. Those rogue waves coming at
you, man.
All right,
man. All right.
We got your back, brother. We got your back. You have a good night. Thanks, man. Take care. All right. Brett has left the building, folks. In his honor, we'll play a little tune from the Tiki Tones from L.A. Get that beverage. We're in overtime. And the Irish Pirate is next. Tiki Tones. Well, as I told you before, Mr. and Mrs. America, there are two sets of rules. One for the Democrats, and the higher standard goes to the Republicrats. Mr. Trump never got the memo. Mr. Trump, you are not allowed to keep classified documents. That's only for Biden, Obama, and Hillary Clinton. The Democrats can, but you can't. You can't do it, sir. And you were warned, and then they came by and they actually told you that you don't have the right. You thought you had the right. A lot of his problems right now are self-inflicted. To me, this is very basic about Washington, D.C. If you're a Republican candidate and you want to, and you're a big, loving listener of the Von Wiehant Show, you're chomping at the bit for every Thursday night when it comes on nationwide, I'm telling you guys that are running for office, if you win and if you get to D.C., don't be stupid. Don't think you're a Democrat. Don't think that everyone loves you in D.C. There's two sets of rules, one for the Democrat elite and one for the Republican that happens to win every now and then in a gerrymandered district or whatever. In other words, if you go there, watch your back, guys. They're out to get you. They're out to throw you under the train and under the bus at the same time. There are two sets of rules. But a lot of these things have been brewing in our country for a long, long time. And we had Jake Vegas on as our VIP guest tonight. He was talking about the UFO crash in Vegas and some of the latest intel. Kind of reminds me of Darth Vader back in the Star Wars trilogy. He was my favorite character, after all.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed. The ability to destroy a planet is insignificant next to the power of the Force.
Yes, Joe Biden committed treason, allegedly, of course, when he stole classified documents while he was VP and stored them at his think tank, which, by the way, received $54 million in funding from the CCP. Did you know that, America? In our Did You Know series, we are Weimar America. Unbelievable. The new Air Force graduating class, we've got to get to this story, in San Antonio, Texas, Lackland Air Force Base. I've been to before, the front row of 14 immigrant airmen sworn in as new citizens of America at an April 2023 U.S. Air Force basic training graduation. They came from countries, did you know, that included mighty Russia, South Africa, Cameroon, Jamaica Man, and Obama's country of Kenya. No joke. No longer are young people graduating from the U.S. Air Force or Army basic training from, you know, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, Indiana, North Dakota and South Dakota, Pennsylvania, Virginia, or Florida, or Ohio, or Nebraska, or anywhere else. As I long predicted, this is your new immigrant military and armed forces, America, as has been predicted on this show. I will repeat, the basic training class of the Lackland Air Force Base, many came from these countries, Russia, South Africa, Cameroon, Jamaica, and Kenya, among others. We have a big problem here. Do you think these people know one thing about freedom or liberty? Do you think they were raised in America? They were not. They do not share your ideals. I don't care how much they've studied on the Air Force Base. There might be some good ones that come out of it, absolutely. In my view, it would be the exception to the rule. I think that when orders come down for them to do certain things, they will do it without hesitation. Unbelievable. Well, Proverbs declares, pride goeth before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to live humbly with the poor than to share plunder with the proud. In June is Pride Month. Unbelievable. Well, Irish Pirate has dropped off. If he calls back, we will be more than happy to get him on the show here. I'm not sure where his call went to, but Irish Pirate, if you're out there, we will wait for you to call back at your convenience. We'll be right back. Jimmy, the forest. Well, Lars Parrott dropped off. He wanted to get him on the show, but he dropped off tonight. But I'll leave you with this tonight here, unless Irish calls back, our tech wizard. Fox News has sent a cease and desist letter to Tucker Carlson as he ramps up a competing series on Twitter, as you know, that drew a combined 169 million views for its first two episodes. This was a cease and desist letter that Tucker Carlson ignored last evening or the other day when he released episode 3, wherein he truthfully told the American people this. And I'll read it to you. Regarding Trump and the Miami, Florida arraignment. What just happened was always going to happen, America. It has been inevitable since February 16, 2016. That's the day that Donald Trump made a blood enemy of the largest and most powerful organization in human history, the United States federal government, when he mentioned many times we never should have gone into Iraq because there were no weapons of mass destruction. How did he make that force and a pure enemy? It wasn't rapists from Mexico or trade with China. The story that dominated the news at that time. What matters to permanent Washington, I love that phrase, permanent Washington, then and now is foreign policy. The invasions, the occupations, and the proxy wars. The policies that come with trillion-dollar price tags. The exact moment that permanent Washington decided to send Donald Trump to prison, it's from the Republican candidate's debate. When he said, we should have never been in Iraq. We have to stabilize the Middle East. But it was this line that doomed Trump to today's arrest. If you recall, when Trump said they lied, they said there were weapons of mass destruction, and there was none, and they knew there were none. That statement sealed his fate because that was the one thing they cannot tolerate, the one thing you are not allowed to say in the whispering halls and sly eyes and smirks of the powers of corridor of D.C., because it implicated too many people in both parties on both sides. This is the reason why they're out to get him, because he exposed these proxy wars and the corruption and these wars that we are not winning. They are wars designed for profit. We don't see any profit on Main Street unless you work in a defense plant. No one's giving you or I a suitcase full of cash, a duffel bag full of money that we talked about earlier. No. All we see in America is our body bags. Yeah, we get body bags and duffel bags, all right. They're of our children coming back maimed and killed. But they come back in wheelchairs, and their arms and legs are cut off for life, and they're paraplegics for life. That's what America gets. It's our, I hate to say it, but it's the blood ritual sacrifice of the elites in D.C. and the power corridor and their secret societies. They believe they cannot prosper unless there is blood, literal blood, coming from the lower and middle classes to provide them with young, fresh recruits that they can chop up in the meat grinder of the next war. They'll give you all the medals you want for $4.95 apiece. It's about what they cost. They will give your family a flag. They might give you a little pension. But the whole thing is trickery and fuckery of the highest realms of power. And Trump exposed it for what it was. And for that, sir, our show salutes you. On that point alone. But that is why, the how and why, they went after him with full verve and vigor. That's why, the how and why of it. So just so you know, when these things come up, Trump will be hounded for the rest of his life. It just is. and Tucker was fired by Fox for crossing that same verboten red line, questioning the war in Ukraine and repeatedly pointing out the COVID and vaccine fraud. Newscasters are all voicing their own opinions, but none dared ever call it a conspiracy, which it has been since 1913, when, as you know, when they got control of the country's money system with the passage of the, quote, Federal Reserve Act. In the same year, they passed the income tax in 1913, and 2 years later, right on schedule and right on cue, they put our boys and our country into World War I. They wanted America to get involved in these proxy wars, political wars, and since that war, World War I, with the possible exception of the Spanish-American War, was contrived by the banker military industrial complex. And by the way, I've told you folks to keep your eye on Tucker Carlson. We do pray for his safety and for his longevity. I hope he does very, very well with his Twitter channel. He may turn out to be the only person in the country who can save Donald Trump with his current crusade of truth on Twitter, by the way, which is a huge audience, roughly 40 times bigger than he even had on Fox, believe it or not. Just amazing. You know, and these things are going on. Tucker is a guy that's going to be around for a long time. He's highly successful. And by the way, when all that's going on, there's also much tragedy in South Africa. Earlier in the monologue, I told you about the communists in South Africa. And why do we talk about South Africa? We talk about it because what goes on in South Africa, in Europe, and the UK is exactly what they want to happen here. Not right away, but in time. When whites are minorities, I told you before, under black rule, where when the blacks reach critical mass of 51%, there are no white civil rights groups. There's no government aid for you or your family. Doesn't matter if you married a Hispanic or an Asian. Doesn't matter. You're not black, period. There's no equivalent to affirmative action that we have. No guarantee of equal treatment under the law. And black leaders that are militant will publicly support and encourage, as they are in South Africa, the absolute and actual slaughter of whites in the towns, cities, and the farms. That's right. You can go Google it for yourself, do your own research on YouTube, et cetera. It's sort of asking white South Africans, who make up only 8% now of South Africa's population, just how well they're treated. They're outnumbered big time. They're 92% of that country now is black. 8% are white. I told you guys before, you might not see race, but race sees you, American white man. It sees you. It will deprive you in time. And it will laugh as it deprives you of water and watches you die of thirst. It is your comments about that you're colorblind and you're hip and cool and trendy. Maybe you can quote some things from MLK. They don't care. They don't care. They see race. And we want America to be peaceful. But we have many people in our country today that do not want the country to remain peaceful. We hope everyone can stay peaceful. We hope that cooler heads prevail and treat others as you would have them treat you. But there are many nefarious forces that are out there that need to be put in check. Having said that, thank you all for being here tonight. We thank you all for being on the Von Wehent Show. We thank you for listening, for your patronage. Do spread the good word to the many lions that are out there in our nation. We're not trying to reach the masses. We're trying to reach the lions within the masses. And with that, we thank you all. Have a great night. God bless you all. The patron saint of the Von Wehent Show is St. Michael the Archangel, the very powerful saint. So good night from Valhalla Studios. We'll talk again next Thursday night, if not sooner. Good night.